God exists. If God does not exist, that would mean that everything that you see in the world appeared from nothing, from magic, that mysticism would have to be true. Yet, supposedly, we're supposed to believe that atheists believe in science, and secular humanism is all about promoting science, but yet, when it comes down to the basic fundamental of science, of time, space, and nature's origins, they will buy into the biggest lie that anyone could ever buy into on it, that time, space, and nature appeared from nothing, that time, space, and nature poofed into existence from an explosion. Poof! Magic is what it is. It is a magic act that they believe in. They think that because there's no God, that everything came about by a natural process. That is magic. That is mysticism. If they want to believe that, that's fine. But they shouldn't be allowed to push it on little kids and to bully people into thinking that God is somehow not a plausible explanation. When in fact, God is actually the only explanation for our origins. And God is the only hope that we have on this earth for eternal life and for the future of our existence as a population. And God really is the foundation of our country of America. The founding fathers, when they were founding our nation, they said that God would be our Lord and that it would be one nation under God. It's important to tell people that we didn't appear here from nothing. We didn't appear here from chaos and from randomness. We were intelligently designed. Jesus loves us. Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago. Jesus died for us. He gave up his own life so that we could have eternal life with him in heaven someday. Jesus loves the world, and Jesus wants everybody to be saved. But the first place that you have to go to in order to be saved is by understanding that there's a God, that you were designed, that God does love you. And you may say, I don't feel loved. I don't feel like there is a God. I don't feel this way. Well, you need to start putting your faith in the facts and not in a feeling that you have. You may look at the world and say, well, it's so dark. It's so horrible, the things that happen. Yes, I'm aware. I know. I live in this world as well. I've seen some horrible things. But you know what? If there is no God, horrible situations, horrible injustices will never be dealt with. But if there is a God, and in particular the God of the Bible, that means that justice will be served to every injustice, that God will make every single wrong right. And that gives me comfort at night when I lay my head on the pillow and go to bed. That gives me comfort in the morning when I get up to know that Jesus is still on the throne. Jesus is our only hope. God is our only hope. And we need to put our faith in that fact. Either time, space, and nature was created, or it randomly poofed itself into existence. It's ridiculous to say that time, space, and nature could just pop into existence from nothing. But if you go to different schools and different universities, they promote that as if it's a matter of fact. They promote a fantasy as if it's reality. But let me tell you, the reality is, the fact of the matter is, the truth is, that God created the world, and that's why I believe in God. I hope this video helps you, and I hope that if you don't believe in God, that you start believing in God, and that you learn about the Bible way to heaven, and how to know that you'll go to heaven when you die.